Hello, and welcome to the Dress in Splendor podcast. Luke 12:27 states, "Look at how the wildflowers grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these." Our mission here is to share stories from men and women that can help you learn how to stop laboring or striving after what you want to accomplish, but rather to trust in your heavenly Creator to guide you in your everyday life. If He has a plan for you, He will make a way. All He wants is our daily yes to Him and for us to stop worrying about what tomorrow will bring. If we can do that, then we, as children made in His image, can be dressed in even grander splendor than the beautiful wildflowers of the field. I'm your host, Lydia Summer, and I'm so glad you're here today. This week, I have the honor of speaking with Jacqueline Owens. Born and raised in Chicago but recently transferred to Nashville, Jacqueline is a singer-songwriter with a heart for writing music that inspires and brings hope to others. She has won a few awards from organizations like the Songwriters Association of Washington and the Christian Songwriters Network. Here to join me on the show, Jacqueline and I discuss a little bit about her move to Nashville, her heart for pursuing Christ above all else, and her hope in what God can use her music for to serve others. We hope that this conversation will be an encouragement to those who may want to pursue a similar path to her own. And if you think someone else might be encouraged, make sure to share this episode with them as well. Welcome to the Dress in Splendor podcast. Let's get started. So tell me about your time in Nashville. When did you officially move out there?
Yeah, so I moved here early June. So it's been like over a month, but it's been amazing so far. Definitely something that just needed to happen.
Yeah,
it's been great.
So what made you want to move out there?
So I've always loved Nashville. I've visited here several times, but I recently visited a friend and I just knew it was time. Like I couldn't even explain it. You know, some people are like, "Are you moving there for a certain opportunity?" I'm like, "No, my job just kind of said I can go and I feel like I need to." And it's crazy because in literally a month, I'm seeing exactly why I'm here, why God has led me here. Yeah. Doors are being opened. My spiritual and life is just being renewed. So it's been great. And I know it was God leading me and I'm here. So.
That's awesome. Yeah, that actually sounds like a lot of reasons why people think that I'm planning on moving to Nashville also myself. I help on the worship team at my church and everyone is asking me like, "Oh, you're going to be famous once you get down there." It's like, well, that's not why I'm moving. Yeah, and I mean, it's almost like they don't know how competitive it is in Nashville. And I'm like, that is like literally the last reason why I'm moving down there. And if God wants to do something, so be it. But we'll just, you know, it's not the reason, the sole motivation for moving out there. So that's awesome that your job allows you to go out there.
No, that's great. And it's like, to be in music, this is a great environment to be in. Mm-hmm. Like there's hundreds of thousands of us, you know, people trying to make it, I'm just not here for that. It might come at some point, but I had just so there were much bigger reasons for moving here outside.
Yeah. But we're here anyway to talk about your music. So for those who don't know you, why don't you just share a little bit about yourself for those who've never heard your songs or anything like that?
Sure. So I am Jacqueline, a singer, songwriter, born and raised in the Chicago area. And again, just recently relocated to Nashville. But yeah, music has just always been a huge part of my life. My parents grew up, we were hearing anything from rap to worshiping. Like, so I've always had like a variety of styles and it's been in me inherently. I come from a family of six. I'm the oldest of six. I grew up in church, singing in youth choirs, leading songs with the children's choir. And, that's me. I eventually went to Olivet Nazarene University, where I got a degree in business administration, and I'm using that now as a consultant. And so along with my music, I do work in finance consulting, but yeah, music is my passion. Like, it's just what I sleep, eat, breathe. So that's me.
Yeah,
Would you say that your upbringing with just being in like a music household, I guess, where it's always playing, kind of led you into why you wanted to be a songwriter? Or was there like a certain moment in your life where you just kind of that passion really came into play and you knew that was something that the Lord put on your heart?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Yeah, I think growing up in a musical household definitely encouraged that because I was observing, you know, what I was hearing in these different records, styles of music. But in terms of a moment, I would say, I remember I was young, I might have been 10 or 11. My dad pulled me aside and he said, this is a God-given gift. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I think I had just lived with the children's choir or something. He was like, this is special. And he was like, when, you know, we go before God, we have to give an account of our gifts. And he was like, I want you to be able to show God that you use your gifts for his glory. I mean, at 11 years old, my dad, you know, put that concept in my head and it's never left. And it has really was driven everything with the music and evolved into songwriting eventually. But that's the moment for sure.
Wow. Well, I've listened to your songs and you are an incredible songwriter. I know that there are some people who are just naturally gifted with that. Did you feel like that was a natural gifting that you were able to receive, or was that something that you had to really cultivate and to grow in?
I would say it was a natural gifting because I've been making up songs since I was 8 or 9. You know, so I'm just like, come on. Up a song, you know, I even have like recordings when I was little, so literally has always been in me. I mean, of course, just like anything, you have to work at it. So I will say that I've probably written over 100 songs. Most of them are not great, you know, but that's how it works. Like, you have to keep at it, you have to keep at it and just keep moving with the next one. So, yeah, that's a combination. I would say mostly. It's in me, but also I've worked on craft.
Yeah. Well, how did you, just because I guess I've just now, you know, been introduced to your songs and I'm really always curious, I guess maybe because of my own interests and desires, how did you, or what, I guess, what was that first step that made you want to actually put out your first single when you did that back in 2019, I think was with Lifter. Is that what the name of the song is?
Yeah, oh, that's good. Right. Ooh,
all right. So what was that process like for you?
Sure. So, well, I'll go back a little bit and say in college is where the songwriting really kind of took off. I was surrounded by talented peers who were writing. And I'm kind of one of those people who's like, oh, I could do that, you know.
Yeah.
So that's when I seriously got into it. And right after college, I joined a worship collective with who I'm a ministry partner. And we wrote songs like that we thought would just be for the local church. It was a song called 91, and it ended up doing like really big things, like literally sung around the world in different churches. And so it was after that I'm like, I want to continue this. Even if I do continue with a collective, I need projects as well. And so that's when I wrote Lifter. I started the song, but I came together with two friends to help me co-write it, Ben Moore and Dee Wilson. And it just turned into something beautiful that I couldn't have written myself. So yeah, from there, I mean, I always desired to release.
Hey everyone, if you're new to our show, you might not know that this podcast is actually a part of our ministry, Splendor Magazine. Splendor is a biannual Christian women's magazine, but our focus doesn't just center around a certain niche as other Christian women's magazines might, but the content centers around the different passions that women have in order to help encourage, empower, and equip women to use those passions to glorify God and to make disciples in their field. We have articles that range from home and living to business to hot topic issues, as well as special features like The Deborah Woman, where we interview someone we see in the world using their gifts to impact the world around them. In our fall issue, our Deborah Woman is Mo Isom. Mo and her husband started Fifth Wheel Missions, where her family of six lives an RV life mobilized on mission for the gospel. Mo encourages others to live boldly for the gospel, and her testimony is a wonderful one that you have the opportunity to read about in our next issue. We want you to know that you are in an intense integral part of the body of Christ, and you have gifts and talents that God wants you to use to help be a part of His will to advance His kingdom. We feel certain that when you read our magazine, you will find content that will empower you to finally pursue God's calling for your life. Pre-orders are available now for our fall issue, and you can use code DIS10 at checkout to get 10% off your order. Or you can subscribe to our biannual subscription to get the best price and ensure you never miss a copy of our magazine. Go to splendormag.com/shop. That's splendurmag.com/shop to purchase your copy today. And don't forget your discount code DIS10. That's DIS10 at checkout. Now let's get back to our conversation with Jacqueline.
Okay, so you wrote Lifter, and you said you have like hundreds of other songs. I guess what are some things that maybe if someone wants to write their own songs too, like is there anything that you would let them know about like what maybe some what you need to do to actually get your work out there? Is it easier, harder than people may think, or what was your process in terms of being able to actually like publish that work? Because I know from different people, it can be like pretty difficult sometimes to do.
Yeah. So a couple parts. So in terms of actually creating a song, you just, I say you need to stay inspired. And the thing is, God is always moving. God is always doing something. And so writing is really noticing that, remembering on that, or thinking back on that in terms of worship I'm talking about. So that's how the songs come about, by standing your word, remembering what God has done, and just the closeness. In terms of putting the music out, it's a challenge. You know, I'll be honest. Lifter was my first kind of indie release where I kind of did everything. It's about really doing your research. Like what I could have done better is just network more. Yeah. I could have send some Instagram messages or emails and say, hey, I see that you recently released something. Can you let me know how you did this? You know, so definitely I would just say reach out to the people around you, especially if you're around creatives who have recently done that. And I would, today more than ever, it is accessible to release your own music. I mean, with all these platforms, CD Baby and DistroKid, it's more possible than ever. So, I mean, I've done it twice, so it can be done.
Well, that's good. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, so with your music, you have Lifter and then Kingdom also is a more recent release as well, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like there's a lot more people who've listened to that song. So congratulations on that. I hope that more and more people will listen to it. What do you think that you hope that people will get out of the music that you've created and will create in the future?
I hope that people are just reminded of who God is. I hope that it just encourages someone. I hope that it's just music that someone, a message that someone just needed to hear that day. You know, that would be my greatest hope. And then, of course, just sharing the gospel through music, sharing experiences. And I also, in addition to like the deep spiritual stuff, I want people to enjoy listening to it. Like, when I'm writing, I also put it through the test. Like when I listen to this, you know, I want that part too, you know, for it to be something fun and just as good as anything else out there. That's definitely in my mind.
Yeah. I think that people who listen to your music will definitely feel encouraged by your writings and your music. So, and like you said, I think that they'll have fun with it too. And I just listened to everything that I could find with you on there. I think I listened to Psalm 91 and then the other two songs, Lifter and Kingdom. And it was very almost peaceful just to listen to for my sake and just being able to really think on the words. And you have a very beautiful voice and tone that allows me to just be like, this is very beautiful. In my mind, I'm like, let's get more than 60,000 people to listen to this. So,
right. Thank you so much.
Oh yeah, of course. And I think that there are, I can't speak for you, but you can speak into this in terms of like, I'm sure that maybe you've got big dreams that maybe one day you could do this full time. Obviously you were mentioning that you do have an actual job, a full-time job. Not that this wouldn't be an actual job, but you know what I mean. But do you ever have those moments where you feel like, you feel overwhelmed, or maybe, you know, with the dreams that God has placed on your heart, that maybe you actually can't see a time where that may be possible, or like you almost want to give up on the calling that God has given on your life?
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess here I would switch the conversation to that hasn't happened as much with songwriting, but more with worship leading at church. You know, I definitely went through a burnout season, literally just now leaving that season. You know, different things that come about, like, you know, if you don't keep it fresh, it'll just become another routine, like another thing you have to do. And so in those moments, sometimes in the worship leading, I've found to be a challenge, and I'm kind of like, Lord, you know, I don't know if this is what I'm called to, this worship pastor stuff, but if it's your will, I believe that you'll open the doors that need to be open. And, you know, I'm seeing him do things already. So that's probably where things have been more of a challenge in terms of church worship leading. But Yeah.
You said earlier that you've already made like connections and everything in Nashville. You feel like the Lord is opening doors for you to continue to be a part of that community?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I've already been like attending a church. I've kind of like grabbed life by the horns here. Like in Chicago, I got very just comfortable, you know, and then I got to a place where I'm just like, okay, I'm not growing at all. Literally the week I got here, I found this like wellness group and went on a hike with them. And I'm doing that at all areas of life, like volunteering, I've already joined a church, like just all types of things where that is my priority. Like that's what's the foundation. As we said earlier, not trying to make it out here or, you know, just walking in my calling, doing the basic things God told us to do in terms of helping people and loving people. And I just believe the rest will come from there.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. I think that goes a lot in line with the mission of this podcast in terms of like just focusing on your day-to-day and how you can glorify God. And if God has a plan for you, he's going to open up doors and make a way for that to happen and for us to not be disappointed when things don't really go the way that we expect them to, but to really just have joy in the everyday life. And because if we keep worrying about like the opportunities that we hope to have or that we wish that we could continue further down a road, even though maybe it seems like our dream is put on hold time and time again, then we're not going to be joyful in our everyday life and giving glory to God, especially if even when that opportunity does come, then, you know, what else are you going to, I just think that there could be a danger of people just continuing to look for like the next big thing instead of just being content in where you're at.
Exactly. Because when we do that, that's really us trying to make our plans happen. Like when we're just looking for a bunch of opportunities, because God knows, he sets the path for us. And so by just trusting him and following him, we're following his will. You know, we shouldn't be trying to make things happen for ourselves or even counting on big names or big people to make things happen for us. It's like, God, this is in your hands. Yeah. Please open the doors that need to be open and close the doors that need to be closed.
Totally. So when you were mentioning in terms of like coming here and already being connected with a wellness group and just your church and being involved there, and would you say that those are some of the ways that you're able to stay grounded in your faith and not get overwhelmed by the, you know, the what ifs of the future, but really just like standing firm on God's truth?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's about just keeping it simple, like every day renewing our mind, just keeping this up and saying, Lord, today, who do you want me to pray for? What do you want me to do? Back in Chicago, there were just a lot of distractions and just kind of unhealthy habits. And I feel like coming here has just been a reset in the biggest way, spiritually, emotionally, like in all types of ways. But yeah, just literally taking it day by day, not worrying about tomorrow, which is the basis of your podcast. Love it, by the way. Just trusting God and knowing, having faith in his goodness. Like he's always been good and he will continue to.
Yeah. Okay, so with fall just around the corner, I know that one of my favorite things to do is curl up in my love seat by the fire, reading the book du jour, and wearing breathable leggings with a comfortable crew neck sweater. To me, that is the definition of cozy. But finding a truly comfortable crew neck where the material is soft but durable is really difficult to find, especially when most of our shopping is done online nowadays and you can't trust that the product is actually well made. With Elevated Faith, that's one thing I don't have to worry about. All of their apparel is super well made, and when I get those crew neck sweaters, it is soft to the touch. I like them also because everything they create is an opportunity to share the gospel, not to mention that a portion of all their profits are given to different nonprofits around the world, so I know my money is not just being spent, but being donated for a good cause. If your closet is full of clothes, they also have accessories and jewelry you can look into. I actually have this super cute iPhone case from Elevated Faith that says Jesus is life, and it has to be one of my favorite small purchases I've ever made. I know that may sound like I'm exaggerating for the sake of it, but honestly, I look at this case every single day and it makes me smile. I really just love it. Want to save money while you shop Elevated Faith? Go to elevatedfaith.com and use code LYSUMMER15 to get 15% off your purchase. That's LYSUMMER15. Apply that code at checkout and start sharing the gospel one piece of clothing and accessory at a time. Yeah, that is such good advice. And I think that might just go, maybe that is the answer, or we'll go into the next question in terms of the advice that you would give to someone who wants to pursue the same path that maybe you're on. But it seems like you're continuously just trusting in the Lord. Like, you're not trying to force it to happen, where, I mean, there are some testimonies where people are just like so focused on the goal, which is not necessarily bad. But you're just kind of in your stride, just walking alongside the Lord. And whatever will be, in a sense. But is what kind of advice or scripture would you give to someone of like how they can be dressed in splendor as it pertains to maybe wanting to pursue a similar path that you are on in terms of songwriting and just at least, you know, getting the message that you want to get out there just for the sake of God's glory?
Sure. So I would say it's just really trusting God in the journey. So first, trusting him for the song. There's scriptures through song. And even today in Deuteronomy, I read where he gave Moses the song. Like I said, as long as you're investing that time, you're in your word, there will be a song. I heard somebody say once, there can never be enough songs written about God. Just that vast, that good, right? And so I think that's one way to trust. Just be like, God, you are my inspiration. And so just come. And then also, you know, I would say just kind of checking your motives. Like, it really has to be like, if you're writing a song, I said this in another podcast recently, like, kingdom definitions are different from secular definitions in terms of success. In secular world, chart topping and numbers are what are success. But what if like God gave me a song to just encourage like 10 people, you know what I'm saying? And it's going to be more than that. If you walk on faith and put the song out, it's going to be more than that. But in our minds, is that really enough? Like, we have to be that okay with God's will for the art and the things that we created, that if we don't see it top number one, it still was a success in God's eyes. It did what he wanted.
Yeah. Amen. So I would, I would say the exact same thing is what you were saying is the same thing I would share with my team with Splendor, and even like continuously telling myself this, because we get really wrapped up in how many followers we can get, especially if you want to get your music out, or if, you know, authors have this expectation now for nonfiction, like you have to have a lot of followers, otherwise it's not really going to sell well. So like that expectation of like, I have to get this many followers to, you know, make an impact and actually get my work out, can be really almost damaging a little bit in terms of how we look at the work, instead of saying like, Lord, like, you know, numbers are important in some regard, but if we, it's the same with in the same vein of TikTok sound. I don't know if you've heard of this one or not, in terms of people saying like, you know, you may think that like 15, 20 people is not enough followers, but if you are in a room with those 15, 20 people, you like just imagine like face to face, just imagine like that's actually a pretty big deal. So we've got to remember that our focus should always be in terms of how we can encourage the person, no matter how small or big our numbers are, and just trusting that God's going to do the work. As you said, like it might not, it's probably not just going to be 10 people, but even if it is, are we going to glorify him in that still? So, yeah, I love that. That is so good. Speaking of your music, though, do you have any upcoming work coming out? Any songs, any plans with maybe groups of like getting any songs out there?
So I plan to head to the studio in the next month or so to start working on another single. An album is probably a next year thing, but a single definitely by the end of the year is the plan. And so, yeah, I'll be in the studio working with the same producer I worked on with Kingdom. We had a great chemistry and it was just a lot of fun working with him. So, yeah, that's pretty much what's coming up. Other than that, I'll just be writing here, you know. As I said, here in Nashville, I didn't come here to make it, but I am, you know, planning to network and work with writers while I'm here. And so that'll be coming up in the near future. So, yeah.
Well, then how can people find you to be able to find all these updates of yours coming up soon, hopefully?
Yeah. So, I mean, all social media platforms. So the music is pretty much anywhere you listen to music, including Spotify, Apple Music. You can find the videos on YouTube, and I'm also on Instagram, Jacqueline Owens _, and on Facebook, Jacqueline Owens 11. So. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. And we'll put that on the show notes too, for anyone who can find your music, especially your last single, and just other ways that they can connect with you. Before we end, was there anything that you wanted to share, if there was any questions I might've missed and something that might've sparked your interest in wanting to be able to just share on this platform before we go?
I don't think there was anything else. I thought the questions were thorough. So, yeah.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. I honestly, thank you so much for joining the show. I really enjoyed our conversation, and hopefully I will be out in Nashville before we know it, so we can actually meet in person one day.
Yeah, keep me updated.
I will. Okay. Thanks for joining the show.
Yeah, of course. Talk to you later.
And thank you everyone for tuning in. We will catch you next time. I am pretty sure I just made a new friend in Jacqueline and cannot wait for the day where she and I can meet in person. I highly encourage y'all to listen to her music because, as I mentioned earlier, it is just so beautiful and peaceful, and I truly believe her songs can minister to your heart. We pray that this conversation helped you to learn more and how to trust in God's plan for your life, and are encouraged to continue pursuing God's calling for you. If you think someone might be encouraged by this episode, please share. I truly believe that Jacqueline's testimony she shared today will help you and others learn how we can be dressed in even grander splendor than the wildflowers of the field. Make sure to rate and review wherever you listen to podcasts, and follow us on Instagram at @dressedinsplendor to know when our next episode drops. And if you want to give me a follow where you can find encouraging and sometimes silly content, you can find me on Instagram at @TheLydiaSummer and TikTok at @LydsSummer, LYDS Summer. The music of the Dressed in Splendor podcast was produced by Jael Arekasi. Find him on Instagram at @SoundOfPastelKid for more of his work. That's Sound of Pastel, PASTEL Kid. Lastly, thank you, dear listeners, for tuning in. May you be blessed as you continue on in your day, and may God be glorified through your work.